Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on sound and color. Our intention for today's show is, may you have a rainbow of all frequencies and all colors balanced through your whole life. But before we get started, we're going to talk a little bit about some things coming up here. If you're in the area, tomorrow night we have a resonant harmony attunement. It's a little gathering where we're going to be doing sound and toning and a little bit of chanting and using intention and playing some music and really just getting about as high as we possibly can without drugs. And so if you're in the area, come on down at 6 o'clock to the Institute, 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow evening, and $5 to get in. And if you have no money, come anyway. Okay. And we're doing these attunements just about every week. Next week, on March 26th, Sylvina is going to be leading the attunement. And if you've ever heard Sylvina or been in a workshop with her, she is unbelievable, so it could be really a lot of people for that. So come Friday, March 26th for that one. And then the big one we have going on April 9th is the Sound of Love concert. We have a lot of our instructors, including probably Randy Masters, but Jan Sircone and Sylvina and Evelie Delfino Salas Posh will be here, and Nia Graham, and I'm looking to get a cello player to play as well, and so we'll be doing a lot of sound healing songs with a lot of vocals, and it's really about opening the heart, and that's Friday, April 9th, and it's $20 to get in advance, $25 at the door. Okay. So there's those that are happening. We also have our online classes starting. You can start Saturday, March 27th is the next start date, which is next Saturday, or you could start on April 17th if you wanted to jump in either of those times for the online classes, for the sound healing online classes. We start the sound healing music production class just about any time. If we get even one or two people, we can start. So if you're interested in the sound healing music production or audio production, we can start that just about any time. I just came up with a advanced sound healing audio production class, which is designed for people that already know how to record and mix on some digital audio workstation on the computer. And so we can take you to the next level of how to make your music and sound more effective and to really give you information as to how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have that class and both the basic and advanced classes in audio recording and production for sound healing at the Institute starting April 5th and or May 24th. We also have the Sound Healing Certificate Program starting May 17th for 3 months here at the Institute. We just added that. We weren't going to do the summer three-month version, but we decided to do that. So that's happening May 17th, like three nights a week and some weekends. And then we have the Summer Intensive, which is 2 weeks, starting June 13th through June 26th. And that's if you're out of the state or out of the area, you can fly in, and we have a hotel that's just a half a block away from the studio here from the school, and you could do those classes day and night and be immersed in sound for 2 weeks. And if you wanted to finish up the certificate program, you could then take the second half in August 8th to the 20th, or take the classes online, or do it a few nights a week with the rest of the class if you're in the area. So there's a lot of different possibilities. You can check out all the possibilities at soundhealingcenter.com or you could send me an email at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call us at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM, H-U-M. Okay. So those are the things happening. We also, of course, have CDs for sale of all our music, and we sell sound tables, we sell crystal bowls, and a lot of other things as well. So today's talk is on sound and color, and it's really the correspondence between sound and color. We have tons of material that's included in our reader on how different colors affect you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I mean, there's handouts from a lot of different books and a lot of different people that we have in our reader. Most of this is all put together by Randy Masters. I'm not really the color and sound specialist here at the school. Randy Masters is our sound and color specialist, especially color and sound together. But I'm going to kind of wing it here and really get into just the different feeling aspects. So if you really wanted to get into it, that would be the class to take with Randy Masters here. So the first of all, there's a mathematical way to correspond color to sound. In fact, there's probably, from what I've seen, about a dozen different charts or books that I've seen where they have ways of correlating sound and color, whether it's frequency and color or pitch and color. You can do it mathematically, or some people have done it intuitively. Some people have their systems that know telling where they came from. And they're all interesting, because it's all frequency. Now, a lot of people don't realize that, of course, color is not sound at just a high frequency. A lot of people believe that you can just raise a sound frequency, and if it gets high enough frequency, it becomes light. But that's not the case. Sound is really a different form of energy. So if you change a sound, if you raise a sound frequency up, it just becomes a really high sound frequency. It doesn't become light. But there is a mathematical way, by dividing the frequency of a color into the speed of light, that gives us a correlating frequency of sound. And let me give you the formula here for those mathematically inclined, or those who are possibly going to be interested in another lifetime. Okay, we've got the speed of light over the frequency of the actual color. And color can be measured in either nanometers or angstroms. If you're using nanometers, then the formula is the speed of light over the nanometers per second times 3 times 10 to the 17th. So you basically, the speed of light, let me backtrack here. The speed of light is 3 times 10 to the 17th. That's 3 times 10 with 10 17 zeros after it, I think. So it's 3. So it'd be like 3 with 17 zeros after it. That's a really big number. Okay, and that goes, that's the speed of light. And then you put that over the actual nanowebers or angstroms. And you just do a search on the web, and you can find the actual nanoweber or angstrom measurement of any color. So you put the speed of light over the nanowebers or angstroms, and you get an actual frequency. But then that frequency is really high. So you have to octavize it down, which means you take it down half frequency, half. Have to go down about 40 times, 30 or 40 times, to get into the range of sound. So if you were to do this with red, you would take the frequency of red in angstroms is 6,561 angstroms. So you put the speed of light over 6,561, and you get a frequency of like 4. It's like 14 zeros, huge number. You bring that down, and you get it down in the range of audio, and it becomes like 831 hertz, or 207 hertz, or 103 hertz. Let's see. Let me pull up my chart. Some other people have this, and see what note that is. First of all, I'll go ahead and play like 450. Well, we'll play a lower version. I'll play 207 hertz. Let's see. Let me put in a tone. Edit value. Okay, here we go. I'll put in 207.93 hertz. 207.93 hertz. Okay, and play it. I don't know if you can hear this. Let me know if you can hear this, Seth. I don't know if it's coming through Skype or not, but I'll just tone it anyway. You can just send me a chat there and let me know. So the note is this. Now, tune in to red. Bring red. Let's go ahead and just do a little meditation with this. Bring red into your root chakra, to the base of your spine. There's a higher octave of it. Here's a lower octave. And if you will, make that sound if you like. If you can't make it out loud because you might interrupt somebody or bother somebody, do it anyway. No, do it silently. Okay. Ooh. So bring the sound and the color to the base of your spine. Ooh. Visualize red all around you. Red from some of our different charts means, as you're still toning this, peace, love, compensation, grace, dedication, harmony, equivalence, liberty, becoming, and change. Can also be very grounding. So alcohol can be very activating. A lot of people feel red is extremely activating, and you have to be careful with it being too activating. Cleanser, it's an opener of energy, energy acupoints in the body. A good color to breathe accompanying acupuncture or acupressure. Tunes in all body circuits. Okay. So, interesting, huh? Okay. Now, there are different, as I said, there are different ways to do this. You can just look at the way that different people correlate. Like, I have this one chart by this guy, Charles McWilliams, and he says red is the note of G. Okay. Let me pull up G and see if it feels better as a key of G, and I'll make, I'll tone the G for you. Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, a little lower. Oh. Oh. Oh, here's the other one. Oh, no, it's the same note. No, no, it's a little higher. And here's, that's the first one we did of 207 hertz. Oops, let me turn that off. I've got it loud in my headphones. And then we got the other one, which is this one. Oh, a little lower. That one feels better to me. The G feels a little better, like more red, you know, thing. So whatever. Oh, here's one by a guy named William David, and he feels that E, no, the sound of E. Oh, I see. He's not using a note. He's just using, oh, note of C. He says the note of C would be better for red. Let's try that. Oh. Of course, C is what the traditional note is for the red of the root chakra. Oh. That's interesting. I always like gold for the root chakra myself, but that's interesting. Okay. So that's one way is you can look at these different charts, and we'll play with some of these different charts and mathematical calculations. But another way to do this is to simply intuit what note is a particular color. So tune in to blue. Think about blue, or look around the room and see if you can find a blue. And tune in to that blue. If you're on the computer, what you can also do is go on the web. I like to do this. I'll go on the web and just do a search for blue in Google, and then click on images and look at all the different blues. Okay. Oh, there we have the Blue Man Group. Okay, interesting. That's funny. Different blues. Okay, so tune into blue, and then let it surround your body completely. And feel blue throughout, your whole aura, everywhere. And now, if it had a sound, get that sound going in your head. And then make it out loud. I would do this. So when you make that sound at the same time, you can bring it into any part of the body you would like. It's interesting, there's a Tibetan meditation where they bring blue into the heart, actually. A deep blue can also be really calming. I often, when I'm looking to really calm down a chakra, I'll actually send or just visualize a midnight blue color around that chakra because it's so calming. From the Pleiades, Semjaze from the Pleiades. He says blue is about truth, knowledge, wisdom, and force. Also about love and awe, performance, protection, might, will of creation, and creating. Interesting. Let's see if we find another blue here. Blue violet. It's a light, muscular, and nerve relaxant. It relieves overall aches and pains, sprains, twisted ligaments, It's also effective in relieving high blood pressure. Interesting. Dusk blue. An opaque medium blue tinged with light green. Not so much blended as... this vibration is best received at dusk and as emanation of the Christ light reflected through the nature spirits. Is used for light meditation, relaxation of mental anxiety, communion with nature, and the absorbing of the peacefulness in natural sequences. There's also blue associated with the ocean. If you think of the ocean or the whole planet, the blue planet we're on, and think about that energy and that frequency, you can focus on the whole planet and imagine seeing the planet from the moon. And what frequency comes to mind when you actually tune into the energy of the actual planet, blue planet? This is what I get. Whatever you get, whatever frequency you get when just focusing on any color, it's great. It's really resonating that for you. There's no wrong answer. I don't have seen very many correlations other than the mathematical technique that I just gave earlier. There's not very many correlations as to what colors correspond with what frequencies. It seems a lot of people have different notes that correspond to different colors. See, here's a middle blue. Here's one for the actual frequency based on the mathematical calculation that we did earlier. Blue is a D, which would be this note. Well, it's really close to what I just did, huh? Think of the ocean. Interesting. What I'd like to do now is also, we'll focus on yellow. Yellow is really activating. They say it's the color of the power or third chakra, the will chakra. And blue, yellow, it's a happy, open, and warm color. Can also mean danger, and when worn with black, it can signify, I have a stinger. Yellow can lead to misunderstandings. People can misjudge what you want in a public situation. When sleeping, yellow creates anxiety. It's interesting. And we have yellow. Could also be golden, about realization, sighting, conceivance, valuation, collecting, judgment, use, wisdom, and ability. Now let's take yellow, and I want to play a song. I want to play a song on my website, Awakening, and I want you to focus on yellow and bring it into wherever you need activation of yellow in your body. It could be any chakra. It could be an organ. You can also think of it as gold, if you like, if you'd rather tune into more gold. And then bring that into whatever area in the body. Or, if you really want to go for it, just have yellow surround your whole body like an egg. That you're just in a whole vibration of yellow while listening to this song of Awakening. So, let's see. Oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and play Awakening now. And tune into it. You can tune into the essence of awakening as well. Coming out of the darkness into the light. activating. It's like sunshine. Next color I'd like to focus on is pink. Pink has gotten a bad rap. You know, pink is like thought of as, well, sometimes thought of not a color for a guy. Randy Masters here really believes that because of this, we are pink deficient, especially guys. We're really pink deficient. And we need all the colors in our life. In fact, I really believe that if you don't like a color, you need to make friends with that color. Because you really need that color. You need all the colors. I used to not like orange. And finally, I made friends with it, and now I really like orange. It's not my favorite color, but I am friends with orange. Pink's another one of those. Because a lot of people think pink's a little too sissy, I guess, is kind of the general idea in our society for guys. You know, so pink is important. Pink is also the color inside us. I mean, we're pink inside, you know. So it's a really important color. Let's see if I can find any information on pink. It's a loving and calm color, and good to wear when lecturing. People are relaxed when they listen to, and they do not when they listen, and they do not become tired. It's like if you're feeling a little psychotic, a pink room can be good. Okay, you should not have a very active body language when wearing pink. It gives a whimsical impression. Pink combined with gold gives an exclusive impression without being ostentatious. Combined with pearls, it conveys the impression of style and elegance. Hot pink is really interesting. Okay. So, let's see if I have any other information on pink. It's about belief, adoration, unreason. It's interesting. Ignorance, wrongness, lie. Oh, these are the negative aspects of it. Oh, jealousy. And, boy, it's got a lot of negative things for pink there, huh? Yeah, passion. Passion. Whoa. Let's see, have any other pink here that we can talk about? Okay, close your eyes and tune in to pink. And bring up the frequency of pink in your head. It's interesting that there's really not a pink in the rainbow. I would do this. Think about where you might need pink inside you. There's another item on pink. It's good for cell tissue regeneration. Especially effective on the surface of the skin for acne, wrinkles, muscle tone, etc. So you can visualize pink on your skin and the frequency of pink if you have any skin problems. Huh. Sea coral. It's a water cleanser. Pink of sea coral. Picture it in and surrounding your water before you drink it. Picture it as internally as you breathe it through the fluids in your body. It's good for the reproductive organs and eliminates constipation. And it regulates the fluid and cell tissue. especially active on all organs. Huh. Cool. Interesting. Okay, that's pink. Now let's take a look at green. Immediately I want to go... Here I've got a green that's around 523 hertz, and it shows it as a C. 523 hertz of a C is, that's based on the actual mathematical calculation. Let me play 523 hertz and tone it for you. I think that's actually half of 523. Here it is. Boy, it's right on the threshold of my going from a normal voice to falsetto. It's really hard for me to hit that one. It's right on that threshold. You get it. Okay. The cool thing about green is it's the main color for the heart chakra. And I've always felt that green, that God made all the plants green to remind us of love. It's like green's everywhere. And what else, what's the main thing we need to be reminded of? Love. Well, there you go. All you have to do is look at any plant, and there's love. You know, the green of love. Bring it into your heart. Bring green into your heart. And go, ooh. Bring in love with it. So every time you see a plant, or a blade of grass, or a green field, or a whole forest, just think, God's showing us love. Okay? I wanted to throw that in. While we're thinking of love, let me play the song Unconditional Love, my favorite around here, of course, and focus on this green of unconditional love in your heart. I just developed a new relationship to green. It's interesting. It's really shifted my whole perception of green now. Seems like green is a color that is kind of in between activating and calming. So it's like a color that is always friendly. That's what I kind of get. Maybe that's not completely true. Maybe there's sometimes when you don't use green. But often I don't normally visualize green inside my body, and it seems like a really nice one to work with. You know, what's really cool about this is when you really get into like doing any production, if you're doing like a concert and you're wanting to know what lights you should use, you could choose any one of these different systems and then figure out the color of the lights based on the key of the song that you're working with. Or if you're using a certain note in a healing situation or a certain tuning fork or a certain bowl, you could find the color that corresponds to it and really use that when you're doing that healing as well. However, you know, it's amazing how different. I mean, I've got like four different charts in front of me right here. And let's look at the color orange. Orange, as I mentioned, is one that I used to not like. But then I thought orange is the second chakra, supposedly. And, you know, a lot of monks wear orange. And I think orange, I've found, seems to really be good for calming emotions. And I think maybe that's why the monks wear it, because it helps them calm emotions, you know, because that's like our biggest problem in society, I think, is calming emotions or letting them flow through, as you might say, not stopping them. So orange is really interesting. Now, I have one chart here that talks about orange being the note G. Okay, so tune into orange and let's check out a G. Here's G. Okay, then I've got another chart that says orange is A, definitively. Here's A. Try to see if this sounds more orange. Rather, instead of the G. Okay, then I've got another chart here. The one mathematically, it says orange is a B flat. Goodness gracious. Okay, let me go to a B flat. Ooh, here it is. Sorry. Ooh, versus the A. Ooh, ooh. I actually like the B flat for orange more. Ooh. Then here's another one. Oh, it's A also. A440. It's one. Another one that says orange is A. Okay, so, you know, forgot the chakra one. The chakra would be D. The note for the second chakra would be D, because if the root chakra is C, then the second chakra is D. Check out D. Who knows? Goodness gracious. That's why I say it's best to simply tune into a color and intuitively figure out what note resonates with that color for you. Then no one can say it's wrong, because that's what's right for you. I believe in that. I always believe that in sound and color, to really figure out what works for you. When you're using colors on the chakras, you know, a lot of people say you could use any color for any chakra, or some people say, I should say. And so, you know, when you're thinking of putting different colors on chakras, just kind of do a frequency sweep through the different colors. What I mean is kind of scan all the colors and check each one out. Okay, would yellow feel good in this chakra? Orange? Maybe blue? Maybe red? Maybe green? You know, check out each one and kind of test it out and see which one feels the best. Because maybe what you need for that chakra is a color that is not the normal color for that chakra. That's another way to go about it as well. I really like that technique, just finding the color that feels the best, and then tuning into the sound and bringing both into a chakra or an organ or a part of the body. And then we get to my favorite color, purple. Okay. Although, you know, I've kind of gotten a little worn out on purple because you get too much purple. One thing that's really interesting about purple that I've noticed, if you've ever been on the airline, what airline is it? JetBlue, is it? That has purple? No, it's not JetBlue. It's the one from England. I'll think of it in a second. Virgin. Virgin Airlines. Their entire airplane inside, they have purple lights. And purple lights are not very, they don't look very good on people, I've noticed. I used to have a purple light in one of my treatment rooms, and it just looked, it really washed everything out. It didn't make a person look good. So I took it out. But that's not to say purple is not good, because I really like purple. Purple, of course, is the royal color. So tune into purple. You can do violet if you like. And tune into it and think of what frequency it would be. And make that sound. I won't make it so you can just do it yourself this time. In this one, it says it's about mercy and devotion, loyalty, responsibility, wisdom, grace. It's reflective. In another chart on purple, we have belief, adoration, compassion, change. There's a violet. It links the elements in the earth together. It is a messenger ray for the DNA and RNA molecules and the vibratory vehicle for the body's etheric double. Through the building of the etheric body, that exact duplicate of the physical form in the ether current, the entire human biosystem is advanced through the evolutionary spiral. Wow, good for violet. A strengthening and cleansing of the etheric body can be elicited by the purifying of the violet color. You can use the violet flame. I see purple and violet around me a lot. The musical octave correspondent to violet is C, S-I, and it's invested with the qualities of Aquarius. Interesting. So tune in to violet and just make that sound here. I'll make the sound of it. Interesting. As soon as I did that, I started seeing purple and with my eyes closed. Third eye and crown chakra. But then we have the most interesting color of all, and that is white. Even better than white is clear light, which is really all colors at the same time. I guess clear light is really, I guess that's white. White is clear light. Yeah, because clear light, it's interesting, clear light, light isn't really any color in a way until it hits something. Light just going through the air is clear. It has no color at all. Isn't that interesting? It only is a color when it actually hits something. So it's really very pure. So think of white or pure light. And it's really, in one way, it is all colors. The rainbow breaks it down into all of its colors. It's interesting, metaphorically or metaphysically, to think of white light as all colors. Okay. So tune in to the essence of white light. Open up your crown chakra, if you like, and tune in to the frequency of it. I won't make it this sound. I'll just let you. I won't make the sound this time. I'll just let you do it yourself. And then we're going to play enlightenment now. Go ahead and start enlightenment, and we'll finish with enlightenment and just fade it out whenever you need to, Seth. And tune in to the essence of enlightenment. And then just hold that frequency of enlightenment and pure white or pure light into the evening, into the rest of your weekend.